Star FM with Chris and Branny for breakfast.
Branny, it's time for you to admit to a bit of a addiction. We were just saying before, you've got an addiction.
Yes.
Time to fess up, time to tell us all about it.
Now, I'm not very proud about this new addiction, which I've picked up over the past couple of weeks, but, you know, I feel like I need to get off my chest right now because it right. is affecting people around me, including right. the people I live with.
Everyone quiet. Okay. Give him some room. Let him speak.
Chris, I have this weird, unusual addiction to showering.
Well, if I could say anything, it's a good start. I mean,
no, it's not along the lines of that. Not
what
not
do you
so
mean you've got a showering
not
addiction?
So much showering to keep clean, but showering just for the sake of it, you know, to stay warm, to pass the time. I'm finding myself going home after the show to sit on the couch, and I'm sitting down there for about, you know, 5 or 10 minutes or so, and I turn around and go, it's a little bit chilly, and instead of putting the heat on in the house, I'll go, okay, I'll put the heat on, and then I'll go take a shower so I can get warm straight away.
How much? You're just wasting energy now. You're putting the heater on, and then you're going for a shower.
It's my way of adapting to the cold down here. And, you know, like several hours later, like, I found myself doing this yesterday. I showered at 2 o'clock. I showered at 5:30 just to try and stay warm. I showered before bed, and when I get up in the morning, I shower as soon as I wake up.
Wow.
I have a weird addiction to showering right now.
It rubs lotion on the skin.
But the thing is, I don't jump in there to wash myself. I just jump in there to stay warm. It's weird. I don't know what's overcome. Like, what's come over me?
If you get an excess water bill, I mean, I hope you're,
that's what I mean.
Like, your flatmates know about this.
I need to get this out there because my flatmates don't actually know about this because, obviously, you know, they're not around when I do it.
Oh, they know.
Do they?
They know. I've spoken to some of your flatmates who often can be heard in your household going, what are you doing in there? What are you doing in there? Come out of there.
But is it weird? Like, it's a bit of an unusual addiction, I think.
So how many times a day?
About 4 times a day now, yeah, I'm having a shower.
That's a little weird. That is a little weird.
But, yeah. You know, that's my way of coping with the cold. It's my way of, you know, staying warm.
Four
showers a day, yeah.
Something doesn't seem right about that.
What's not right about it?
Because you still smell. Hey, I wonder if anyone else has an unusual addiction this morning. Matt's joining us. Matt, what's yours?
I'm a bit superstitious when it comes to football, right?
Yeah.
So I only wash my football jersey when my team loses, as if to wash the smell of defeat off my jersey.
So how is there a winning streak lately or a losing
streak?
Yeah,
well, I support the West Tigers, mate, and including their bye. They had, I didn't wash my jersey for 9 weeks.
Wow.
And then I washed it 2 weeks in a row.
That is incredible.
That's a weird story, a bit of a weird addiction. Yeah, of course, you know, washing the defeat away from the jersey. And it's, I guess, you know, that's something natural that Matt would do.
Thank you very much for that, Matt. Could you imagine being Matt's partner, his missus? Just, you know, she'd be wanting a couple of losses
here
consecutively.
To get rid of the bad smell and that.
Yeah, in there.
But there's one thing we have in common. I mean, we're going through so much water. All the washing if Matt had a losing streak there.
Yep. Whenever Branny's involved, it's always a losing streak.
Not always.
I'm kidding.
I'm good.
I'm kidding. So does that mean another couple of showers on
it
the agenda
actually,
today?
You know, pretty chilly in the studio right now, and we do in fact have a shower downstairs.
We are not doing the show from the shower.
Can I?
We're no.
It'll take like 5 minutes.
No.
Just to stay warm.
No. I've seen your body. It's going to take more than 5 minutes. Been battling sickness for the past couple of days, but the head cold has finally taken a hold of my noggin, and I'm just, you can hear it in my voice, I'm just not sounding well.
Your nose is a little bit blocked at the moment. Chris, you're one of the sickest guys I know. I think it was our last year 8 times you got sick,
mm-hmm.
and you survived through it, but you know, it sort of, you know, sticks with you for a bit longer than normal people.
Yeah, I seem to have the worst immune system, known to man. Like, I'm sick for, you know, obviously flu-like symptoms, and you're sick for personal reasons.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Mainly what you do in your personal time. but the problem is, when I've got a head cold, I can't breathe, and this leads to the bigger problem of I start snoring.
Ah, yes, of course. So the nose is blocked. Is it like that at night?
Yeah, but louder. A lot louder.
Is that how you sleep at night? It's so cute.
Yeah, with a microphone beside me. That's how I sleep at night.
So, obviously, and how is this going with your fiancée? Obviously, she sleeps next to you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, we do separate beds and in separate houses.
Okay.
No. she's finding it hard. There's some nights where she just has to get up and go and sleep on the couch.
You let her sleep on the couch, or she sleeps on the couch.
Not that I let her. It's like I wake up and then she's gone.
Okay. Do you apologize for what you did?
No, well, no, I don't. I mean, it's not.
Why not?
Well, it's not my fault. I mean, I don't have control over this.
It is your fault, Chris, because your snoring is keeping up at night, and it's getting to the point that it's so bad that she has to actually get up and go to the couch. Does she wake you up? Would you go on the couch?
Yeah, I would. I would, but she can't wake me up. I'm a very heavy sleeper. So she tries.
So she does the shaking?
Yep.
She puts the water on you as well?
She does the shaking. She tries to roll me onto my side, and then she gets the pillow and holds it just over my face. But just for long enough.
It doesn't work, okay.
No, so nothing wakes me up. Look, and I seem to be such a heavy sleeper.
You need to do something to rectify this situation, and you also need to apologise for your actions. Because
I haven't done anything wrong.
You're sick at the moment, and I don't know if you've done anything to try and help the sickness. Obviously, what you're trying isn't working.
But so it's a natural thing, Branny. I'm not going to apologise for breathing. It just happens.
Yeah, but you've got to apologise if your breath stinks.
Yeah, but you can control that.
But look, you know, here's the situation right now. You're keeping her up at night with your snoring. You need to apologise and let her know that, you know, it's all your fault.
I don't think I have to because I can't control this. It's not like if I go to bed and I go, you know what, tonight I'm going to plan a bit of snoring, maybe a bit of talking in my sleep, and then sleepwalking afterwards. I don't control these things. But 13, 12, 16 this morning, do you think that snorers should apologise for affecting others?
Definitely.
Cindy's on the line. Now, Cindy, snorers, should they apologise?
My partner snores really, really bad.
Now, how many nights does it keep you up during the week?
Well, I'm that way because he lives at his house. I'll only have him sleep probably one night during the week.
Okay, yeah.
Because, yeah, he keeps... Yeah, it's bad.
Now, does this push you to say, you know, let's hold off on moving in together?
Yes, it does.
Ah, I see. So, you
for
know,
sure.
If you don't change your ways, something might happen down the track where you might actually have to sleep in separate rooms.
Sleep somewhere else altogether.
That's
it,
yeah.
Well, this is true because my best friend, she's married, and her husband actually sleep in separate bedrooms.
Wow, that's pretty extreme.
He's that bad. I've actually stayed in a motel room with them, and I've never experienced anything like him.
Okay, so sleeping in separate rooms.
That might be an idea down the track if, you know, this situation doesn't get resolved.
Yeah.
Are you going to apologise, though?
Probably not.
You should. No, you should take
I should.
You should do it right now on the air, because I know, is she driving to work right now? Let everyone know how much you really do care for your fiancé and apologise right now for your sleeping, for you keeping up at night with you snoring.
It's a day off, so she's actually sleeping in, so I won't bother waking her up. We've got birthdays coming up soon. We'll get to those in a moment, but someone else is celebrating a birthday
today. Yeah, so got to say and wish a big happy birthday to my biological father, my dad, Alan. Happy birthday, Dad.
What a weird thing to say.
I know, right? It's a joke that we have with each other.
Okay.
I'm his biological son, he's my biological father, blah, 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 blah.
Well, like he tried to adopt you out or something like that. So what are you doing for his birthday? What are you doing?
Today he's turning a big 59, and I will be giving him a phone call a little bit later on after the show.
Okay, what'd you get him for his birthday?
That's it. That's what I do every year. That's the tradition that I do.
What, of being a cheapskate?
It's not being a cheapskate.
You're not getting him anything for his birthday?
Well, from as long as I can remember, for the past few years, I mean, dating back to the early 90s, late 90s, I think it was, I would always give him a phone call for his birthday.
So you don't buy your father a present?
Not really. I don't think I've actually bought him something for quite this time.
Was the last time you bought him something?
Oh, God, would have been when I was about 10, I think.
That's atrocious.
No, it's not.
That's appalling.
It's this way that we celebrate birthdays each year. I don't know
in a week sort of way.
No, I call him, wish him a happy birthday. What we do is we have a catch up. I'm like, so what are you doing today? Oh, you're doing that. And he's like, so how are you? I'm like, yeah, good, good, good. I'm doing this today. Sweet. Well, good to talk to you. You know, love you. Have yourself a good day. Have a happy birthday. And that's it.
Is he expecting a present? Like,
I don't know. He hasn't mentioned anything over the past few years about him wanting a present.
I would only imagine that there'd be a certain expectation of a present.
Well,
at some point.
I just assume that he wants me to call him up every year to, you know, check in and make sure that I remember his birthday.
That's weak.
I have another brother as well who doesn't call him at all. I'm the best son who calls him up every year.
Gee, that was a hard competition to win, wasn't it? A phone call won it.
Well, it's a little traditional thing that we do every year, okay?
Traditional.
It's what we do.
Lame excuse.
I don't know if he wants a present. I don't know if there's something that he wants up there. But, you know, we've been doing this for so long. Why should we change it?
He wants the respect from his son. That's what he wants.
I respect my dad. I love my dad,
no
Chris.
No presents, and he's 59, and you're not getting him anything. That's terrible. Well, let's see if there's anyone out there this morning who does something similar. Do you do anything else besides gifts for a birthday, like, or a celebration? Yeah. Do you always give gifts, or, like, Brandy, do you just put in the phone call?
Do the phone call, stuff like that. Sometimes distance can be a problem too, so you can't give presents.
Doesn't require a lot of effort, should I say that?
Don't say that. Yeah. It does require effort.
I'm going to say that. Damo joins us now online. Damo, what is it you do?
We send IOUs in the mail. Like, it's just an envelope, and then on the front it's obviously got their postal address, but on the back it just says IOU. So next time you see them, if you, like, want to go out for, like, a few drinks, or maybe out to dinner, or you go and shop and you're like, oh man, I love that shirt, you know, they can pull out the IOU.
Wow, okay.
That's actually a great idea.
Yeah.
So you could basically get anything. You could be a night out, grab a shirt, whatever you want.
Exactly right. And they can use it whenever, because obviously, you know, you don't get to see your family all that well if they live in the state. So they hold on to them, and when they come travelling, they can pull out the IOU.
That's a great idea, Damo. But you know what, Brandy? I think I've found a loophole in the whole situation.
Okay, what's that?
What if you don't see them? Like, for 15 years. Oh. And they've got, like, 15 IOUs, like, banked up. I mean, it's going to be a very expensive weekend when they come.
Yeah, it'll be a very big and expensive family reunion the next time you run into them.
Mm.
But, you know, I could probably take on that idea.
Yeah.
I'd say to my dad, you know, I'll give you an IOU.
You should write one, you know, dear dad, IOU, one good son.
Chris and Brownie, weekdays from 6 on Star.